B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Rosh Hashanah Daf Ches. We're going to start five lines from the top of the Amud. In the Mishnah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, we saw machlokes between Reb Meir on one side and Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon on the other side regarding Meiser Behema. The Pasuk tells us that one has to, after all the animals of the year have been born, then one has to take Meiser, a tenth of them, and separate them, and that's called Meiser Behema, and they've got to be brought as a korban, and all the halachas of Meiser Behema, which are not going to be discussed here. But according to Reb Meir, the Rosh Hashanah of the Meiser Behema is on the first of Elul, which means that when you're taking Meiser, when you're counting the animals, the Tzoynu Bokor, the flocks, the herds, when you're counting them, then you have to count each year separately. Take Meiser from one year and then Meiser from the next year. And the breaking point between one year and the next is the first of Elul, according to Reb Meir. According to Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon, it's the first of Tishri. And that's what the Gemara starts with. Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon Oimrim, Be'echod B'Tishri. Omer Reb Yechanan. Reb Yechanan says that Ushneim, both opinions, both that of Reb Meir, that it's the first of Elul, and both that of Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon, who say that it's the first of Tishri, is Mikra Echad Dorshu. They both read the same Pasuk in Tehillim, and they just interpreted it a little bit differently. Shneimer, it says in the Pasuk in Tehillim, Lovshu Chorim Hatzoin, which means that the flock of sheep, they clad, so to speak, they wore, which is a term used for when they mated and became pregnant. V'amokim ye'atfu vor, and the valleys, they were cloaked in fodder, which means that the produce was noticeable there. Yisroya'u af yoshiru, and they, referring to the valleys, referring to the fodder, to the crops, they would be yisroya'u, they would shout joyfully, af yoshiru, and sing. That's a Pasuk in Tehillim. Now we have to understand, how did Reb Meir and Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon learn this Pasuk? Reb Meir says as follows, Emosai lovshu korim hatzoin. Both understood that the words lovshu korim hatzoin actually refers to when the sheep, when the flock, when they were clad, and that means when they mated and when they became pregnant. And the question is now going to be, what month do the tzoin become pregnant? Do they become pregnant in the month of Adar, or do they become pregnant in the month of Nisan? And now they both agree that in the month of Adar is when the produce, when the crops in the fields are noticeable. But they both agree that the crops only become ripened and ready in the month of Nisan. And in the month of Nisan, when they become ripened, then because they are completely, they're already fully grown and matured stalks of produce, they rub against each other, they make a rustling sound, and that's a sound similar to the songs mentioned in this Pasuk, Yisrayu Af Yoshiru. The question is, when it says, Lovshu Korim HaTzoin, that the tzoin, the flock, become pregnant, does it mean, is it at the time of V'amokim Yatfu Bor, when the valleys are cloaked with fodder, which means Adar, which is when the valleys, the fields, when the crops are already noticeable, or is the Lovshu Korim Matzoin when it's Yisroyahu Af Yoshiru, which is in Nisan? Now we know that Tzoin, the term, the pregnancy, so to speak, of the Tzoin, of the flock, is 5 months. That's the smaller animals. The herds, the bigger animals, it's 9 months, and there's a discussion here in the Mefarshim how to learn this whole sugya with the Behema Gassus, with the big animals. The Gemara here is assuming that, the Gemara here is learning that Meiser Behema is determined by the Behema Dako, by the Tzoin, which is the Pasuk brought here, and the pregnancy of Tzoin is 5 months. So if they would be mating in Adar, then they would be finished, then all the animals of that year would be born by the end of Av. And if they mate in Nisan, then the animals would be finished being born in the month of Elul. If they finish being born in the month of Av, then the next year's animals is Elul, Aleph Elul. If they're finished being born in Elul, then the next year only starts in Tishri, and that's going to be the Machlokes here. So let's see that inside. Reb Meir sovar, Emosai lovshu korim atzoin. When do the sheep, when do they mate bezman she'amokim ya'atvu bor, in the time when the stalks, when the crops in the fields are noticeable, which is the month of Adar. Ve'emosayim amokim ya'atvu bor, when is that? Ba'adar. Misabra is ba'adar, they conceive in Adar. Ve'yoldo is 5 months later, ba'av. By the end of Av, they've all been born. So Rosh Hashanah shalehem is Elul. So if they finish being born, if 1 year's sheep finish being born in Av, then the next year starts in Elul. So the Rosh Hashanah for the Maaser Behema will be in the first of Elul. Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, Omrim, they learn the pasuk differently. They say, Emos Ailov Shu Kori Matzoin, when do the sheep mate? Bizman Shi Yisroehu Af Yashiru. In Nisan, when the crops are fully ripe and they're already making this rustling sound, this singing sound, which is in Nisan. If they mate in Nisan, Emosai Shibolim Omris Shiro, when do the stalks, when do they say Shiro, when do they sing their song? Benisan in Nisan. Miss Abra is Benisan, they mate in Nisan, become pregnant in Nisan, Vyold is Be'elul. They finished giving birth to all the sheep of that year in Elul. And then the Rosh Hashanah Shalem Tishri, the Rosh Hashanah starting the next year of animals, is in Tishri. That was how the two opinions learned this pasuk. Asks the Gemara, but at the end of the day, the pasuk mentions both times, the Amokim Ya'atvu Bor, which is Adar, and the Yisroehu Af Yashiru, which is in Nisan. So each opinion has to give some type of explanation what the other time is doing in the pasuk. V'idach, according to Reb Meir, Nami Hoksiv Yisroehu Af Yashiru. According to Reb Meir, it's true that Reb Meir learns that when are they Lov Shu Chorim Hatzoin, it's when Amokim Ya'atvu Bor. But what's he doing with the words Yisroehu Af Yashiru, which means in Nisan? Says the Gemara, Hahu ba'aflaso dehavyon benisan. Those are talking about those sheep, those part of the flock that were late to mate, and they mated in Nisan. Indeed, those few exceptions, they mated in Nisan, which is Yisroehu Af Yashiru. So when it says Lov Shu Chorim Hatzoin, Reb Meir understands that most of them, the majority of them, was at the time of Va'amokim Ya'atvu Bor. And a few of them was at the time of Yisroehu Af Yashiru. V'idach, according to Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon, Nami Oksiv Amokim Ya'atvu Bor. They missed out three words. They said, when is Lov Shu Chorim Hatzoin? When do the Tzoin become pregnant? When do they mate? When it's Yisroehu Af Yashiru in Nisan, when you skip the words Va'amokim Ya'atvu Bor, which is when the crops are just noticeable but they're not yet completely ripe, that's in Ador. V'idach Nami Oksiv Va'amokim Ya'atvu Bor. What are they going to do with these words? Answers the Gemara, Hahu b'charfaisa. These are talking about those early, the sheep that are mate earlier than all the others. Da'asyon me'ador, they come already in Ador to mate. So it's as if the pasuk, according to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, goes as follows. Lov shu chorim atzoin, when do the tzoin mate? A very few of them, when it's va'amokim ya'atvu bor, that's in Adar. All the rest, the majority, is when it's Yisroehu Af Yashiru. So the Gemara says that Bishle Miller Reb Meir, according to Reb Meir, then the pasuk is easier to read. Kedichsiv, Lov shu chorim atzoin, when do the tzoin mate? Bizman she'amokim ya'atvu bor, in Adar. V'ikanamian, those few which are Yisroehu Af Yashiru in Nisan. So we read the pasuk, that the pasuk starts with saying that they mate when all of them mate, almost all of them, and then finishes off the pasuk with those few that are late. Elo Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, according to Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon, ipcha miboyle, it should be the other way around. It should say, Lov shu chorim atzoin, when that bizman at the time of Yisroehu Af Yashiru, because according to Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon, the main time for the mating is in Nisan, which is the time of Yisroehu Af Yashiru. And then v'ikanami, and only afterwards the pasuk should say the va'amokim ya'atvu bor, v'ikanami da'amokim ya'atvu bor, and there's the exceptions which mate in Adar. So it's not really so comfortable to, according to Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon, to first mention the time of year when just the minority of early birds, they mate, and then to mention when all the rest mate. That is the challenge with Rabbi Yochanan's explanation to this machlokes. Elo Omar Rav has got a different explanation as to what would be behind the machlokes between Reb Meir, who says that the Rosh Hashanah of Maaser Behema is Aleph Elul, and Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, who say that it's Aleph Tishri. Omar Rav, Dekule Alma Lov Shu Chorim Atzoin Bizman She'amokim Ya'atvu Bor. That both all opinions, even Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon, hold that they mate in Adar. Ba'adar. And when do they finish being born? In Av. In which case that there would be no reason for any of them not to hold that the Rosh Hashanah is in Elul. However, there's another reason to say that we push off the Rosh Hashanah from Aleph Elul a month till Aleph Tishri. Why? V'hacha b'hai krok miflegi, they're arguing on a different posuk. The posuk says regarding the crops, the grains, the tuas zar'acha, aser to aser, you should take maaser. You should maaser the maaser. It's really take maaser. Es kol tuas zar'echo hayotze hasode shono shono. Year by year, you should take maaser on the dogon. That's talking about the maaser of the crops. From the fact that it uses a double term, asir, to asir, is telling us there's two maisers, and which are similar to each other. Echod maiser behema, ve echod maiser dogon. One is the maiser of the produce, and one is the maiser of the animals. So Reb Meir says, makish maiser behema le maiser dogon. We compare the two in what way? That ma maiser dogon, and the same with maiser dogon. When is the Rosh Hashanah of Maaser Dagon? At what point do we say this is next year's produce till here is last year's produce? That's on the beginning of Tishri. We're going to see that later on in the Braisa, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, that the Rosh Hashanah for the Maasers is in Tishri, Aleph Tishri. And when do the crops, when does the produce actually become ready and prepared, and at which point it's chayev in Maasers? Very close to Tishri, because they leave the crops, they leave the produce in the field right through summer to dry up. And then they harvest them and they take Maaser. And the time of Maaser is the first of Tishri. So the time of taking Maaser is very close to the time when they are actually ready and able to take Maaser from them. It means they take Maaser before the first of Tishri. The new year starts at Tishri. So they will take Maaser at the end of Elul sometime, and the produce will just about be ready then. So you see that the Rosh Hashanah for produce is just after they are ready and become chayev with Maasers. So too, so ma Maaser Dagon samuch legomroi isuroi, that the Maaser by the Dagon you take when it's very close to when it was finished being prepared, af Maaser Behema, so too Maaser Behema samuch legomroi isuroi, so too, that very soon after they finish being born, which is in Adar, then which is in Av, sorry, because everybody holds that they mate in Adar, they finish being born in Av, so their Maaser is immediately after Av, which is the first of Elul, which means that the end of the year is just right at the end of Av, and you have to take Maaser on all those animals independently, and the animals that will be born from Aleph Elul and on will be next year's animals. That's how Rav Meir understood, which is the way we understood it. That's how it flows nicely here. Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon Savra, they held there was a bit of a twist here. Makish Maaser Behema le Maaser Dagon. We say we also agree that we compare Maaser Behema to Maaser Dagon, but Ma Maaser Dagon Rosh Hashanah Shlo B'Tishri. In the same way as we're going to see later, the Maaser of the Dagon of the produce is on the first of Tishri. So without too many explanations and without too much understanding as to when the flock, when the sheep finish being born or not, that's not what interests us. We just learn it very straightforward, Gzeir Shava, that the same way as the Maaser for Dagon is Aleph Tishri, Af Maaser Behema Rosh Hashanah Shlo B'Tishri, the Tishri so too, the Maaser Behema is Aleph Tishri, that's what Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon hold in our Mishnah. Continues the Gemara. Back to our Mishnah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Be'echod B'Tishri Rosh Hashanah L'Shonim. And this is already not a machlokes, everybody agrees that for Shonim, the Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the year, is Aleph Tishri. Beginning of Tishri, what we call Rosh Hashanah. L'mai Hilchasa, what does it mean? That what's it coming to teach us? So we're going to have another three explanations here. Omer of Papa, Rav Papa says, L'shtoris. You have to know exactly what year a document was written. You have to know, when you see a date inside a document, you have to know exactly when it happened. Ditnan, we learned in the Mishnah, and we already learned this about this on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, that Shtori Choyv, when you have documents of borrowing and lending, for example, Hamukdomin, if you predate the Shtar, and we know that when a person borrows money, then there's a lien on his property, and he can't, if he sells any property after he borrowed the money, then the person, the lender, can take the property from the buyers in the event that the borrower hasn't got what to pay back from. But if you predate a shtar, then the lender may end up taking away the property that was sold before the loan because the date in the loan was predated from when it actually happened. And therefore, shtari choiv hamukdomin psulin. Those documents are invalid. Hamu'uchorin, however, if you post-date it, ksherin, it's kosher, because the only one that's lost anything is the lender who's now can only claim, only has a lien on the property from the time that's written in the document, which is later than the time of the loan. But no one else is going to lose anything, and therefore it's kosher. So you have to know, when does... If it just says, for example, in a shtar, it just says in a document Tammuz, then you have to know which year is it. If the years are not clearly defined, then you don't know. For example, if the witnesses come and say, we know there was a loan in Tammuz, but the date written is Sivan, and we don't now know, is Sivan before Tammuz, is Sivan after Tammuz, and there's no way of defining a year, which means a starting point of a year, and then you can say Tammuz this year, Sivan this year, then you're not going to know if it's predated or postdated. And therefore, we need to have a starting point. The starting point is Tishri. Every Tishri, a new year starts. And this year is actually the year of the kings. And we saw this already on Daf Beis. The Gemara is about to discuss that now. But the year of the king, of a certain king, we say that year one of that king, year two of that king. When does year two start? When Aleph Tishri arrives. So if that person, that king became a king sometime in Av, Elul, then comes Aleph Tishri, that's it. Now it's the second year already. So you have a way of defining years, and then you'll know when a document is predated or postdated. Asks the Gemara, so you mean to say that when it says in the Mishnah that Aleph Tishri Lishonim really means, which Rav Papa said means shtoris, that really means lemalochim. It's exactly what we saw in our Mishnah. Problem is that the Mishnah says Ba'aluf ben Nissan is Rosh Hashanah leMelochim, and we explained it's for Shtoris, and now you're saying Aluf Tishri is leShtoris. What's going on here? V'otnan, did we not learn in our Mishnah Be'echod ben Nissan Rosh Hashanah leMelochim va'omrinon, and the Gemara said on Daf Beis Amud Aluf leMay Hilchasa, what does it mean leMelochim? V'omer of Chizda said it means leShtoris. So now we have two statements in the Mishnah, both referring to Shtoris. One the first of Nissan, one the first of Tishri. How's that going to work? Says the Gemara, Loi Kasha. It's not a question. Kan leMalchi Yisrael. The Malchi Yisrael, their years change in Nisan. Kan leMalchi Umos HaOlam. And the kings of the Goyim, they start, their years are counted from Tishri. Elohod Omer of Chizda, the Gemara is now asking that we saw before in Daf Gimel Omud Aleph, that Rav Chizda said, Lo Ishonu Elo Lamalchi Yisrael, this that it says in the Mishnah on Daf Beis, we learned on Daf Beis, that Be'alef B'nissan Rosh Hashanah Lemelochim, we said, Rav Chizda said, that's only for Malchi Yisrael, Aval Lamalchi Umay Sa'olam, Mitishri Moninon, we count from Tishri, as if Rav Chizda came to introduce that to us. Rav Chizda Masnissin also Lo Yishminon, Rav Chizda is coming to introduce us to the explicit Mishnah, where a couple of lines later in the same Mishnah it says Aleph Betishri Rosh Hashanah Lishonim, and Rav Papa just explained it was stories, which is the stories of the Goyim, of the Umayis Ha'olam, of the kings of the Goyim. It's the stories that are counting from the kings of the Umayis Ha'olam, which change in Tishri. Rav Chizda doesn't need to come and tell us something it says in the Mishnah. Says the Gemara Loi. Rav Chizda Kroi Oso Lishminam. What Rav Chizda was coming to tell us was not that fact that Malchi Yisrael, their years change in Nisan and Malchi Umos HaOlam in Tishri. He was coming to bring us the source, because if you look back in the Gemara on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, Rav Chizda said, first he made his statement, Lo Yishonu Elo Malchi Yisrael, Avlo Malchi Umos HaOlam in Tishri, and we just now saw in the Gemara, we don't need Rav Chizda for that, because according to Rav Papa, it's explicit in the Mishnah. But then the Pasuk continues, the Gemara continues, Shenemar, and the Gemara brings those Psukim in Nehemiah, Perek Aleph, Perek Beis, we discussed them at length, and we learned Daf Gimel. So that's what Rav Chizda was coming to impress on us. The source, where do you find in the Psukim that Malchei Umos HaOlam count from Tishri? That's what Rav Chizda was coming to teach us. So that's the first answer here. Or it could be that Rav Chizda That Rav Chisda has got a different explanation to what the Mishnah means here when it says that Be'alef Betishri is Reish Hashanah. Leshonim, he doesn't say it's like Rav Papa, that it's Leshtoris. No, Shtoris, it said early on in the Mishnah, was for the Malchei, was Alef Nisan. Rav Chisda introduced that's only Malchei Yisrael, not Malchei Umos Olam. When it says in the Mishnah over here, the Leshonim, was the Mishnah coming to tell us? The Rav Zeira. So he's learning the Mishnah like Rav Zeira learnt the Mishnah, not like Rav Papa learnt the Mishnah. The reason it says, or what the Mishnah means, that Ba'alef Betishri is a Rosh Hashanah. For the Shonim, it means when calculating the seasons. We know the seasons are based on the solar year. The solar year, there's many different calculations of how the solar year and the lunar year, how they interact with each other, and how one is longer than the other, and there's many different calculations that are made. And when do we start reckoning these calculations? We assume that the world was created in Tishri, and that the sun and the moon started their orbits in Tishri, and we calculate from then. And that's what our Mishnah is coming to impress on us. Rebbe Elazar here, and it's indeed following the opinion of Rebbe Eliezer, the Omar Rebbe Eliezer holds, we're going to see this later on in the Masechta, that Betishri Nivra Olam, the world was created in Tishri. So that's the second way of understanding when it says in the Mishnah that Alef Betishri is Reish Hashanah Leshonim. Rav Papa said it was Lishtoris, Rav Zeira said it was Litkufa. And now the third explanation, Rav Nachman Bayitzchak Omar, Lidin, is coming to impress on us. Leshonim means that when Hashem passes judgment to the first day of every year, when is that? On Rosh Hashanah, on Alef Tishri, as we know, Tichsiva, as it says in the Pasuk, May Reishis Hashanah, that from the beginning of the year, Ad Achris Shana, Hashem already determines what's going to happen right through till the end of the year. May Reishis Hashanah, Nidoin, Hashem judges at the beginning of the year, Ma Yehe B'Seifa, and Mimai De Tishriu, how do you know that Hashem judges? We know now that whenever Hashem judges, it's the beginning of the year that we saw in this Pasuk. But how do we know that Hashem judges on the first of Tishri? Tichsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Tiku b'chodesh shofar, that you should blow the shofar b'chodesh at the beginning of the month, which when b'keser l'yom chageinu, b'keser normally means at the pointed time where it's a yom tov, a chag. But over here the Gemara is going to learn that b'keser means that when the moon is totally covered, eze chag, which yom tov, she HaChodesh Miskaseboy, that the moon, which is called Chodesh, often the moon is covered. Hava'im is a Rosh Hashanah. It's Rosh Hashanah, it's the only Yom Tov which falls on Rosh Chodesh. Uchsivan, it says regarding Rosh Hashanah, Ki Choykli Yisrael Hu, Mishpat Li Lekei Yaakov, that Hashem judges Klal Yisrael, judges the world, we'll soon see, on Rosh Hashanah. And we saw before that when Hashem judges the world, it's Mereishis Hashanah, it's the beginning of the year. So that's why it says in the Mishnah that Alef Betishri is a Reish Hashanah Lashonim, referring to this judgment. Continues the Gemara Tanu Rabbonon, again quoting this Pasuk we just mentioned in Tehillim, Ki Choykli Yisrael Hu Mishpot Lelukei Yaakov. Tanu Rabbonon, Ki Choykli Yisrael Hu Mishpot Lelukei Yaakov. So you see here that there's a choyk, certain fixation, a certain something very fixed called a choyk, Le Yisrael. And only afterwards, there's a mishpat, there's judgment, Lelekei Yaakov, that the God of Yaakov, that Hashem, he judges. What do we see from here? That Hashem's judgment, mishpat Lelekei Yaakov, seems to be dependent on Kichoik Yisrael, on something that Klal Yisrael are doing. Melamed she'ein bezdin shel mailof, may you see that the bezdin, the courts, the heavenly courts, are not nichnosim ladin. They do not start judgment on Rosh Hashanah. Elem kein kitru beizdin shel mato es achodesh, unless the beizdin here on earth, the beizdin that we know about, unless they are mekadosh the chodesh, they determine now it's Rosh Chodesh, now it's the first of Tishri, and only then does Hashem judge the world. Tanya idoch. In another brayso we learned of, expounding on the same pasuk, Ki Choykli Yisrael Hu. So that would seem that the judgment is associated to only to Klal Yisrael. Only they pass judgment on, or they are only subject to judgment on Rosh Hashanah. How do you know that the Goyim are also judged on Rosh Hashanah? Talmud Leimar, Mishpat Lelekei Yaakov. Now Hashem does the Mishpat, and from this pasuk you see that there's Mishpat also for the Goyim, and the Mefarshim discuss how to read the Pasuk, how to understand it. Asks the Gemara that if from Mishpat L'Elokei Yaakov you learn that Hashem passes judgment on the whole world, Imkein Ma Talmud Lema Kichok L'Yisrael, why do you have to single out Klal Yisrael? They're included in the whole world. Answers the Gemara, Melamed Sheyisrael Nechnosim Tchilo L'Din, to impress on us that Klal Yisrael are judged first. Kedur Rav Chisda, we see from Rav Chisda there's an advantage of being judged for earlier rather than later. Domer Rav Chisda, Melech V'Tzibur, if you have a king, and you have the whole public, everybody else. Who's judged first? Melech nichnas tchilo ledin. First the king is judged, and only afterwards the tzibur is judged. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, it's a Pasuk in Melachim, it says, Mishpat, Shleim HaMelech was talking, he was a king, and he said that Mishpat Avdoi, he first said, speaking about the judgment on himself, referring to called himself a servant, but he was the king, and only afterwards it says in the Pasuk, Mishpat Amo Yisrael, that the rest of Klal Yisrael are judged. My Tama, why indeed is a king judged first? Iboy Seima, one explanation would be, Lav Erech Ara, it's not proper manners, Lameika Malka Avroi, to keep a king, so to speak, to keep a king waiting outside. First, let the king go in and be judged. Iboy Seima, the other explanation is, Mikamid Leifush, in order that the king should be judged before there's an increase in the anger, because when all the nation are going to be judged, the whole tzibur, the whole nation, then Hashem will see how many averas, so to speak. Hashem doesn't need to see anything, he sees everything all the time. But Hashem will act consciously, so to speak, react to the averas of the nation, and that will serve whoever's being judged later negatively. And therefore the king has precedence. So too, Klal Yisrael are judged before the rest of the Umos HaOlam, in the same way as a king is judged before the rest of Klal Yisrael. Continues the Gemara. Ule Shmitin, another thing which the Aleph Nisan, the first of Nisan, is a Rosh Hashanah for, or about, is Le Shmitin. We know that every 7 years there's a Shmita, and when does Shmita start? On Aleph Tishri, that's when you're not allowed to Minat Torah, that's the point from which you're not allowed to do any work on the fields. Minolon, where do you see this in the Pasuk? Tichsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Uvashono Ashvius, on the seventh year, Shabbos Shabbos in Ye La'oretz, the world, the earth, the land should rest. Shabbos Lashem, Sodcho Loi Sizra, V'Karmacho Loi Sizmer. That's what it says, that Shmita is called Ishnas Hashvius, the seventh year. V'Gomar Shono Shono Mitishri. There's another Pasuk that also mentions a year. It says in the Pasuk, Mereshis Hashanah Adachris Shana, and just a few lines earlier, at the bottom of the Ches Amud Aleph, we saw that this Pasuk, Mereshis Hashanah Adachris Shana, is referring about the judgment, is talking about Tishri, it's talking about Aleph Tishri, Resh Hashanah. So in the same way as Mereshis Hashanah is Aleph Tishri, so too the Shnas Hashvias starts on Aleph Tishri. Asks the Gemara of Ligmar Shana Shana Min Nisan, If you're learning out that Shmita starts on Aleph Tishri because it says Shana, as it does say Shana regarding Tishri, but it says also regarding Nisan Shana. V'ligma Shana Shana min Nisan. Dichsev, it says regarding Nisan, Rishen hu lochem l'chotchi ha-Shana. And we actually saw a very similar question just the other way around on Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, where the Gemara learned out Shana Shana from Nisan, and the Gemara asked, why don't you learn out from Tishri? And the Gemara here is giving a very similar answer. Donin Shana She'ein Imo Chadoshim, Mishana She'ein Imo Chadoshim. When it says Ubashana Ashvius, it's not associated in any way to months, it's just the year. So too, Mereshis Hashana Adachris Shana is not written in context of months. And therefore, we compare those two. Ve'ein donin shono she'ein imo chadoshim. We don't compare shnas hashvias, which is not associated to months in any way, mishono she'esh bo chadoshim, to the shono written by Nisan, where regarding Nisan it says rishon hu lochem lechodshei hashono. It's talking about the year, as in the months of the year. So we don't compare a year without the context of the month to a year with context of the month. Certainly not if you've got another pasuk where it speaks about the year without the months, Mereshis Hashana, so we compare Shmita to Rosh Hashanah, to the Din, and from there we learn that the Aleph Tishri is Rosh Hashanah L'Shmitin, that's when Shmita starts. And Amir Tz Hashem, in the next year, we're going to start learning about Yovel.